We have been hearing about the crackdown on illegal immigration in this country, but there's also a new set of obstacles for those working within the law to come here legally. The Trump administration is now imposing restrictions on applicants for H-1B work visas, also making it more difficult for people seeking asylum, citizenship, or green cards. We're going to talk more about the issue. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, speak with Bill Hing, professor of immigration law and policy at the University of San Francisco. Thanks for talking to us this afternoon.
Sure.
Talk a little bit more about the restrictions, and then the cost of application is going up for everyone, isn't it?
Exactly. The administration has proposed about a 20% increase for every type of legal application, from, as you say, the H-1B applications to also applying for citizenship. If you're a lawful permanent resident, generally after 5 years, you can apply to be a naturalized citizen, and they're increasing that fee to by 60% to about $1,100 for an application. An H-1B application right now costs about $460, and so that'll be increased by about close to 20% as well.
Professor, I want to make sure we have the right context and perspective here. Are these fees typically hiked from administration to administration? Is there a precedent for this?
Yes, that is true, that even under the Obama administration, there were regular fee increases. And what's interesting about the fee structure, within the Department of Homeland Security, two main immigration entities. One is ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and the other is CIS, Citizenship and Immigration Services, that handles applications. By law, CIS actually has to be primarily self-funded, so that the employees and the whole processing is actually paid by processing fees, whereas ICE, the immigration enforcement, that money just gets appropriated by Congress to enforce immigration laws.
Aside from the fee increases, what are the other obstacles to the application process for these various programs?
Yeah, so this is a big deal for H-1Bs. 85,000 H-1B applications are issued every year, and many, many more than that apply. What's happened in the last, under the Trump administration, is it's gone from a 4% denial rate to an over 20% denial rate. So the Trump administration is definitely making it harder to get an approved H-1B. And that's very important to where we are here in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley. Those companies rely very heavily on H-1Bs. And the Trump administration is saying, no, you got to prove more. You've got to prove more efforts to find Americans workers. You've got to prove more in terms of your own qualifications as your employee who's an immigrant. And so they've made it very difficult to get approvals.
All right. Professor, thanks as always for weighing in. Bill Hing, professor of immigration law and policy at the University of San Francisco.